This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Your mask collection. I'm guessing at this point you maybe have a mix of store-bought and homemade masks. Perhaps you have stitched up a few for yourself. Maybe mom or grandma has been putting in a little time over the singer a few hours a week. Just as an aside, thank you, Nan. Thank you, Diane. Needless to say, demand for masks in Michigan has been intense this year. While sales of factory-made masks are brisk, there's still a strong demand for the home-sewn product. Amy Wisneski is among those trying to fill the void. She lives in Freeland, midway between Midland and Saginaw, and she joins us now. Amy Wisneski, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
At the end of last year, if we had asked you what you do for a living, what would you have said?
I would have told you that I am a custom artist. I do a lot of refurbishing with old antiques, and I do a lot of high-end residential, and I'm in a lot of homes doing custom painting work of all kinds.
And how is that business working out these days?
Well, let's just say it's taken a back seat for the last 4 months due to COVID, and I am now making masks around the clock.
Wow.
Although the painting business has picked up some since Memorial Weekend, actually.
When did you sew your first mask?
I started the first mask on March 20th. That was the first time I sat down and actually made the first four by hand because I did not own a sewing machine and I did not know how to operate a sewing machine, but I thought I'd give it a shot.
How'd it go?
It went good. It was a slow, tedious process, but I made the first pattern and it was great. And I thought, let's give this a shot and see what everybody thinks. Showed the mask to some family. They thought it was a great idea. Decided to post it onto Facebook. And within 4 minutes, my inbox was exploding. How do I get it? How much? What patterns? It was crazy.
Wow. So as you mentioned, you didn't really have a background in sewing. How did you teach yourself how to do this?
Well, my cousin, who's a business mentor of mine, is the one who really kind of got the ball rolling and just sent me the information on how we were in such dire need. I mean, the hospitals needed masks with everything that was going on. So he sent me some information. So that's kind of essentially how it started. So I just started reading and decided, you know, I'm going to try this. So I started looking and surfing YouTube on tutorials as to how to make a mask, found a pattern that I thought, okay, this looks pretty easy for somebody who has no clue how to sew, picked up some materials from Joann's. And that's when I made the first four. And like I said, it was fairly easy to do. And then once the inbox hit with, oh my gosh, you know, there's like over 40 some orders. I called my cousin the next day and I said, I'm going to need to get a sewing machine. And so that's kind of how that started.
Just for my own information, what kind did you go for?
I have a Janome and it is Tiffany blue and I love it.
Tiffany blue. That's yeah. Pretty high tone.
Yeah, no, it fits my personality. Let's just say that. But I had to then Google and figure out, okay, what's a good starter machine? Because obviously there's a lot of brands out there and a lot of machines. I didn't even know where to begin with that. Picked up the machine and came home, tore the box open, sat down with the iPad and the YouTube tutorial and did a step-by-step. And within 2 hours, I was stitching masks nonstop.
What was hard about it?
I think it was just I was intimidated by the needle that I was gonna somehow sew my finger shut. But actually, it wasn't complicated at all. It really wasn't.
How many masks per week would you say you were moving in, I don't know, April?
In April, wow. I would say at least 250, whew, if not more.
And what about now?
Well, since the one article went live this past week, I'm right back at where I was in the beginning. So it's kind of like the process has started all over. I mean, I have been consistently making them, but they slowed down to maybe about 100 a week, maybe less. It just, you know, just kind of depending on the week.
Are there things that you've learned about durability or just stitching style? I noticed On your Facebook page, you're full on with pleats now, which is, I mean, that's not beginner level stuff.
No, actually, this is the same mask. The pleated style filtered pocket mask that I have been making is the same one that I started making on March 21st. What I've done and what I've since learned, which has been kind of a fun process, is I have some customers that have required a little less material on the back, for instance, in the southern states when it got really hot this summer. So instead of layering them up on the back where they overlap, I have now just one layer for that specific niche of people. And then from there, I took it to the next level of, okay, kids need them. So we started with the small and the extra small. And then, of course, you know, an extra large size because some want a little bit more room. So we've altered that. And then the straps from the beginning, you know, I tried to do the elastic and it just didn't seem to fit. You know, it was either too tight for some or not enough. And so the adjustable is what I've been doing and everybody seems to love it. And I have a lot of repeat customers as well.
Amy, speaking of kids, I know you have a family at home.
Yes.
Are there ways in which this new business for you has changed your home life?
It has been a complete family process. Let's just say that. When I couldn't keep up with the orders, I had to quickly create kind of a team and I would be doing the sewing. My mother was doing the cutting. My daughter was ironing and tying straps. My son was cutting them and bagging them.
So, wait, how old are your kids?
My son is 11 and my daughter is 13.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's been really, and it was exciting for them. I remember at one point, my daughter coming into the room when the inbox was just, you know, going crazy, chiming between Facebook, my cell phone, the email. And my daughter said, "Oh my gosh, Mom, are you like famous or something? What's going on?" And I just said, "No, Savannah, this is just the entire world needs masks right now."
Yeah. Amy, how long do you see this going on?
Wow. Well, I anticipate at least after the first of the year, I don't see things changing. You know, we're quickly coming up here on flu season as we get into, you know, the winter months. So I don't know. I don't see this going away for a while. Never would have thought 4 months in, I'd still be sewing masks, but here I am. And I'm loving it.
You were already in business for yourself when all this started, but has this new phase of your business maybe taught you some new things that you hadn't really seen or understood about it before?
You know, I just think for me, and especially for my children at the age that they're at, that no matter what life throws at you, I know I kind of joke and say when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade and you can't quit. For me, this was just something that no matter what happens, you just got to pick up right where you're at and keep going. I guess I just never really panicked. I just kept doing what I do and that's just can't stop, won't stop. So it's been an amazing journey and I've met so many amazing people along the way. Some who've become new friends and clients. I mean, it's not a great reason, you know, that it's COVID, but like with anything in life, you know, life happens.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Amy Wisneski talking to us from her home in Freeland, where she is making masks. Amy, it's really nice talking to you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.